Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake with Matt. As always, I'm back in my garage for almost certainly the last episode, not in the same place, because next week Matt's picking me up and we're going back to Utah. Well, he's already there, but I'm going back to Utah.
Yeah, we're finally going to be in the same place again. Like, and not just for this, like living together, we can, you can beat me at golf. I can, force you to play Dungeons and Dragons. It's going to be great.
I will say the one time I played Dungeons and Dragons, I actually had a lot of fun. I'm going to play it maybe two more times in my life, but it actually was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it's a good game. Yeah. I wouldn't expect you to play, very frequently, but you know, every once in a while, if we need you, we might rope you into it.
No, definitely. And once again, I'm in my bathroom, so I do apologize for the echo. But we're going to talk about, speaking of Dungeons and Dragons, we're going to talk less about The Hobbit than we did on the 100th episode last week.
Good transition.
My favorite episode of the year, and I think Matt's as well, is the NBA All-Star Game when the captains do their draft or the rosters get announced. Matt and I do a draft to see who can draft the better All-Star team. And since there's nothing to talk about with no sports going on, we're going to do that for just every NBA player ever. We're going to do a draft. We haven't talked about this. So do you want to do starters or do you want to do bench players as well?
So I'm prepared to do bench players. I do have a question that's going to affect how we make our picks and also the evaluations that people make. All Are right. we just trying to get as many of the best players as we can on our team, or am I trying to make a team that is going to beat your team?
I'm trying to beat a team that's going to beat your team. So I'm not just going to get Tim Duncan and Karl Malone and Dirk Nowitzki and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Right, because even though that would be very good, I could, you know, the chances are I'm going to have enough guards and enough good players to be able to beat you. So, okay. So, yeah, right. That I think is an important distinction to make.
Yeah, actual roster construction.
Yeah.
Well, let's do starters, see how long it takes, and then we can do some bench players if we need to or want to.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get drafting?
I don't have anything. I'm ready to get to drafting.
You want the first pick or the second pick?
So, I will take the second pick because I don't want the pressure of picking LeBron James or Michael Jordan. So I will give it to you. And then if we move to bench players, I will shift into having the first pick.
Okay. And we're just going every other one, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do every other one. That's good.
All right. With the first pick, I have no problem with this pressure. I'm taking Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron's fantastic option. I just want Michael Jordan. As simple as that. I don't really get into the who's better, Michael or LeBron thing. I think they're both incredible, and like they play different styles and they're in a different era. I think LeBron's closer playing style to Magic, honestly, than Michael Jordan.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. The only thing that would maybe, you know, make me hesitate is I think that LeBron has more versatility as to what he can do. As I say this, I want to say when people say LeBron is the best all-around basketball player, but Michael Jordan's the best basketball player, that's stupid. You're either the best or you're not, because if you're not actually the best, then being the best all-around player doesn't mean anything. But the reason that it would come out in this discussion is because, you know, LeBron, if, I don't know, John Stockton's on the bench, LeBron can play point guard. If John Stockton is on the floor and Scottie Pippen is on the floor, LeBron James can cut and he can dunk and he can do all these other things. And so that would be the only question to me.
It sounds like you wanted to pick LeBron anyways.
I don't know. I probably would have picked Michael Jordan. I think I probably would have picked
Michael Jordan. Everything you said is true, but I just think having, like, out of anyone who's ever played in the history of the world, if you're down one and need a bucket, you want Michael Jordan taking the shot.
Yeah, that's true. And should we I don't know. I mean, I guess it's hard with these all-time rules to think about the style of play. And I think 90s is a good way to go just because, you know, you want, if somebody wants to pick Steph Curry or, you know, Dwayne Wade, you want them to be able to fit in to what we're going to play, which I think they would have played very well in the 90s. But then also you don't want something so different that you have to imagine like Kareem having a whole different style. Like, you don't want to have to think that way. I feel like Kareem would have played pretty much the exact same way in the 90s. And honestly, probably would have played pretty similar and dominated in this era. But I just don't want to imagine him trying to have to change his game too drastically.
Yeah, not to give you a peek into my draft board, but I'm probably going to stay away from Kareem and Bill Russell and Oscar Robertson just because I haven't seen anything other than highlights. I haven't taken the time to watch like Oscar Robertson games, which I should because it sounds incredible. But like, I can picture Michael Jordan fitting in with like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Garnett a lot easier than I can with Bill Russell just because I've seen all those guys play. So
yes.
I'm probably not going to go later than the 80s or 90s, even though like obviously like all NBA like Kareem and Bill Russell would be on those teams and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Okay. Not to give you a peek into my
not warm-up. Not to give me any hints. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably still draft the same way. So okay. Well, I am taking LeBron, obviously. I kind of already talked about it, so I'm not going to talk about it much anymore. Just I'm taking LeBron.
I will say, because we were six with Michael Jordan in those 98 finals, and that was the oldest we were. Or were we five? We were five or six.
We were five in the 98 finals. Five and a half.
Well, so LeBron is, in terms of like people we can watch and understand and appreciate, I think LeBron in the 15 finals, that finals he lost to Golden State, where Dellavedova went to the hospital, literally went to the hospital, like Kyrie and Kevin Love were both hurt. I think that's the most impressive thing I've seen in at least basketball, even though like they actually lost those finals. He correct me if I'm wrong, but he led his team in points, rebounds, assists, and steals.
I mean, I'm not sure if that's true. It certainly wouldn't surprise me if it's true. Yeah, the thing and the reason, and you didn't talk about Michael Jordan winning six rings as a reason you picked him, and I like that. Because I think what people don't take into account with LeBron is LeBron's teams are actively trying to lose. Like, do you remember in the last finals he played with Cleveland, how Cleveland was going to win game one? They absolutely should have won game one. But George Hill missed his free throws. J.R. Smith got the ball right under the basket. He just had to make a layup, and then he ran out. So there's obviously that part. But then I think my favorite image in the history of LeBron is he's on the bench, and he's talking to Ty Lue, and he's like, so we didn't have any more timeouts? And then Ty Lue's like, no, we did have timeouts. And LeBron said, you can see him mouthing, we had a timeout? And then he just puts his face in his hands, and it's like, oh, yeah, he's going to the Lakers next year. There's no way he's coming back to Cleveland. He's so done with his crap.
I might have to YouTube that because I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's so funny. Yeah, but yeah, to your point, exactly what you were talking about. You have LeBron in that finals, no Kyrie, no Kevin Love. Dellavedova gets hurt or whatever. So he's basically trying to defend Steph and Klay by himself. And he still took did he take him to game six that year?
So the Golden State won it in Cleveland.
It would have been game six then.
What?
It would have been game six because they didn't sweep them.
I'll just check real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Cleveland won game three. Yeah, it was in six. Golden State won six.
Yeah, so for him, in some ways, I don't want to say it's more impressive than, you know, everything that Michael Jordan ever did, but it's certainly equivalent, I think, just understanding how good Golden State was and the lack of help that LeBron had.
That finals in 2011, where he played against the Spurs and was the best player a Gauskas on the Cavaliers besides him?
Well, in 2011, he was on the Heat. Are you talking about 07?
Was it 09 finals?
Yeah. Didn't the Lakers beat Boston in 09? You're thinking 07.
07. Oh, is that long ago? Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 07 finals. You're right.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, obviously, in a vacuum, 6 rings is better than 3 rings, but... Robert Horry has more rings than LeBron James, so you know what I mean? So I think the ring argument gets overstated a little bit.
Yeah, and so there's obviously a lot of really good reasons for people to take Michael Jordan over LeBron. I just don't think that the rings is one of them.
I think one of the most impressive stats about Jordan is not that he went 6 for 6 in finals, but that in finals he never got to a game 7.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that is why in the 98 finals, how he pushes off Brian Russell to make the shot. Well, not the shot, but the shot that won the game. The reason that doesn't bother me as much as most Jazz fans is I have no reason to believe that if the Jazz won game 6, that Michael Jordan was going to lose a game 7. Like, what makes all these Jazz fans think that Michael Jordan was going to lose a game 7?
Yeah, Jazz fan, and I'm guilty of this, but Utah Jazz fans do act like that was Game 7, and it cost them the actual championship.
Yeah. Now, does that shot upset me? Yes. Does it make me sad? Yes. Do I wish we could have gone to Game 7? Absolutely. I'm just not super confident that we would have won it.
You know, not to get ahead of ourselves, but Matt, did you see the Chris Broussard video from Fox NBA or whatever about John Stockton and Karl Malone?
I did not.
So I'll send it to you, Matt, and everyone else look it up. Chris Broussard, he's an NBA analyst reporter for Fox. So it's on their Fox NBA social media. But it was about an 8-minute video talking about how great Stockton and Malone were individually and also together. And it's just fantastic, especially John Stockton gets overrated criminally because he never won a ring, and because
I think you wanted to say underrated there.
Player on his team the whole career, but he is so unbelievably talented and in so many ways, and not just like giving Karl Malone the ball. So watch that video. I'll send it to you, Matt, yeah, when you're done with this.
That's good. Yeah, I do think what I will say about Michael Jordan is that six rings, to me, what's more impressive is that I think really you can say because of Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing never won a ring, John Stockton, Karl Malone never did, Gary Payton never did, Patrick Ewing never did. Like, there's just this huge list of legends that never won a ring because Michael Jordan existed. Like, that to me is the thing that's like why he was so good, is that nobody else was able to win.
Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley on that list as well.
Yeah.
That's nothing. Reggie Miller, I've barely watched any Reggie Miller highlights, and he just sounds like a baller, but he never even made it to the finals, you know?
All right.
And that's not his fault, it's because of Michael Jordan. So maybe that's what I'll do tonight, is watch Reggie Miller highlights.
There you go. Yeah, that might be my summer project, since technically my last day of school is today. I've got to finish up some grading and some other things. But maybe that'll be my summer project, is just watch a bunch of 90s basketball.
You know what was one of the, this is not related at all, and we'll get back to the draft right after this, but you know what was one of my favorite teams that I actually hated because they beat the Jazz, but was the Kings with like Peja Stojakovic and Mike Bibby and Chris Webber and Doug Christie.
Oh, I did not like them at all.
I didn't either, but they were actually kind of fun to watch. But I agree, I didn't like them because I feel like they beat the Jazz like 2 or 3 years in a row in the playoffs.
Yeah, that, well, the really, like, the first time I really remember being cognizant of like what the playoffs were and what was happening, I feel at least 1 year, possibly 2 or 3, the Jazz were an 8 seed and the Kings were a 1 seed, and that really upset
me.
We
went to one of those games.
We did. And I remember thinking, like, how can we be an 8 seed? We have John Stockton and Karl Malone. And I didn't understand that they must have been 38 at that time.
Yeah. No, you should watch the Broussard video, because there's a stat he talks about, like, John Stockton when he was 38. It's something to do with assists. But anyway, my pick, third pick of the draft. I'm debating between two players, and I'm thinking who you're more likely to take, so I'm going to go Magic Johnson.
Okay.
Because he can – he's like – you know, you're talking about how LeBron is versatile. Magic can play that role and just get Michael buckets.
Yeah, that them playing together, well, it was a good combination with the Dream Team, so.
Yeah, so I'm there are two players I had in consideration, but I think Magic, A, good fit with Michael Jordan, B, I think you were going to pick him. I don't know if that's right or not, but.
I was debating it. The person that I really want on my team, and I know you said you weren't going to pick him, so maybe I shouldn't pick him this high, but I'm going to go with Bill Russell. Like, I just feel, and I haven't seen a lot of him, to your point, but I just know, like, if you look at some of his stat lines, like, I'm pretty sure there's a finals game where he had, like, 40 points and, like, 28 rebounds or something like that, and he was just a monster defensively, and so I just, I feel like he's probably the best center of all time, you know, obviously respecting Kareem and what he can do and some of the guys we have now. But I from what I understand, Bill Russell was the best center of all time. And since we're playing 90s basketball, that's who I want on my team.
You know, I think it's possible that Bill Russell was the most like evolutionally advanced for his time than anyone in the history of the world, if that makes sense.
Kind
of. Like, I think athletically, he was more far ahead of his peers than anyone else was. Does that make more sense?
Okay, yeah, I got what you're saying, yeah. So
I'm going to go with another Boston Celtic, Matt, for my fifth pick, and this is who I was debating with Magic. I'm going to go Larry Bird. And I'm not trying to just draft the Dream Team. That's just how it's working out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But with Larry Bird at the three with Michael and Magic Johnson, that's a solid lineup so far.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I do like that. That's a lot of, I mean, it's just the dream team, and it was the best basketball team of all time, so.
Yeah, and I'm not doing this on purpose, but that's just how the board's fallen to me.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, so this is perhaps a reach. I don't think so, and I'm just looking at my team, and I want a killer. You've got MJ. I need a killer, so I'm going with Kobe.
See, I would have gone Kobe if I would have drafted LeBron, I would have gone Kobe with my next pick. So I think that's a good pick.
Yeah. No, I just obviously he took so much of his game from MJ. A lot of his mentality came from MJ. But yeah, just I want somebody, and LeBron I feel like is a lot more clutch than people realize he is. But Kobe, I just feel like if you want somebody to score, make a big shot, he's probably a better 3-point shooter than LeBron. If you don't have MJ, it's got to be Kobe. So.
Yeah, so I think I'm going the Dream Team. You're drafting the Redeem Team, it looks like.
Redeem Team and Bill Russell, but yeah.
Yeah, and I just finished – I'm at the book you gave me, Kobe Bryant's book. I just finished it yesterday. Fantastic. It's like the last half of the book is literally like it'll spend like one page on a different player and talk about – what they did good and what they did bad and how he would defend them and attack them and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go through like Hakeem Olajuwon, Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Shaq, like playing with Shaq and against Shaq. LeBron was in there, Dwayne Wade, like so many players that like we know and like watched, like even like from the 90s till now. It was like just so interesting, like Kobe's mindset and how different he looked at every game and every person he was playing against. It was so cool. Obviously, the first half of the book was cool as well. That was like getting drafted and like his physical routine and stuff, especially like rehabbing from injuries. So you'll have to borrow it. You're a Christmas present to me. But I think Kobe, if I could sit down with anybody in the whole world, it'd be Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah. He's on my list for sure. I don't think he's at the top, but he's definitely in my top three.
he's just a fascinating human being. So
yeah,
Mob Mentality is the book recommendation of the week for us. So my pick. So you got Kobe. Now I'm in a tough spot. So I got my backcourt filled out, but I need my front court. And there's three players I'm debating between. I'm going to go Kareem.
Okay.
That's my pick. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It's a good pick.
I just feel like he can, his scoring, he can find a way to work with Michael and Larry and stuff like that. Because I could have gone more defensive focused with like the other two players I had in mind, but I feel like Kareem's a good option.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's – I will. Yeah, and that's kind of where we are right now is I think you've got the better offensive team. I've probably got the better defensive team. So but let's see. Who do I want next? Now, there's still a few pretty good guys I could give for point guard. Okay, so trying to project your draft, I'm going to go with a mailman.
Oh, that is what I was going to draft.
Oh, shouldn't have said you were going for front. Because you could have, like, really had Magic Johnson playing small forward or power forward and then taking a point guard, but yeah, best power forward of all time, Karl Malone. Tim Duncan was a center.
I honestly just took Karl Malone instead of Kareem. It was Kareem, Karl, or one other player I was debating between.
Yeah, I mean I had Bill Russell, so I wasn't going to take Kareem, at least in my starting lineup. So
see, I didn't think that's my lack of foresight. That's bad general management.
Yeah, see, and that's what kills you in these sorts of situations.
See, now, power forward, because there's a couple players I want to pick, but I think they're technically centers. I would go, you know what, screw it. I would go Kevin Durant.
I really wanted him as one of my bench players.
Yeah, I'm going to play Durant at the four and just score all of the points is my plan at this point.
Yeah. I know, I should have him. Better three-point shooter than I do. Who do I want? Yeah, I want a point guard for all these guys. You know what? I'm gonna do it. It has to make sense. I am taking John Stockton.
Okay, so you got Stockton, Kobe, LeBron, Karl Malone and Bill Russell. I got Magic, Jordan, Larry Bird, Kevin Durant, and Kareem. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, I got a better offensive team for sure.
You do have a better offensive team. I'm a little like I'm looking at it, and I guess John Stockton is probably going to have to guard Michael Jordan, which I'm not thrilled about, although he is a great defensive player, and so I think he's going to be able to do just about as good as anybody could. I'm not thrilled about it. I feel okay about Kobe on Magic. Well, actually, we're probably going to put LeBron on Magic and then maybe Kobe on Larry Bird. And then Karl Malone, hopefully he can just bully Kevin around both on the offensive and the defensive side. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'd be interested to see John Stockton play with LeBron, how that would go. I think it'd go well. Like, I think they're just smart players. I think they just figure out, like, I think that's as good of a two-man game as you can get in NBA history, I think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and that's – LeBron obviously can do a lot of the things that Karl Malone can, and so – and that would fit very well. But then to obviously fit in LeBron's passing with that would be really great. So,
Let's do bench because I'm having fun and we got a few more minutes anyway. So let's do the bench. Okay. You can go first.
Okay. So with my bench, I am going to start by taking who in his prime may have been the most dominant basketball player Nobody can stop him. I'm taking Shaq coming off the bench.
I didn't even think of Shaq. Oh my gosh.
Crap. Would you have taken him instead of Kareem?
I don't know, but I would have thought about it.
Well, that's a problem with an all-time list, is like you're definitely going to forget somebody. So
I think people, it's crazy, but I think Shaq is underrated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like those two early 2000s Laker teams, like that it would have been really fun to see them go against the Bulls.
Shaq's LSU highlights are unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Shaq is he's so big. And especially, you know, when he was younger, like the Magic years, he was so fast and he could jump so high, and obviously good with the Lakers as well. But man.
Okay, so you got Shaq. I could go any position here. I just don't know where I want to go. I'm going to go Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay, that's a good pick.
You know, he's got range. He can score. I should get some more defensive-minded players probably, but.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking I need to get some more, a little bit more offense than what I've got.
All right, yeah. I'm actually at this right this second regretting the Dirk pick, but I'm sticking with it.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because honestly, Dirk is good, and, like, because the only thing is, like, he's only a power forward. Like, there's a couple other guys I think could play power forward or center, even though they don't have the shooting ability Dirk does. But, you know, I made my bet, I'm going to line. And Dirk's still a good player, you know?
Uh-huh. Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, I need a... I can take that. Okay, well, I should probably have a little bit better three-point shooter than this, but I'm still going to do it. I, with my next pick, am going to take Oscar Robertson. And I just looked it up. For his career, he was about 35-36%, which, you know, isn't 40, but I feel like it's good enough. Add in all of the other things that he can do. It's totally worth it. So
yeah, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. So that's your backup point guard spot right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, man, I'm going to lock up my front court. I think this is like my fourth or fifth front court pick in a row. I'm going to go Tim Duncan.
It's a good pick.
So I got Dirk and Tim Duncan as my backup front court. So I'm pretty happy with that. And also, like, Kevin Durant can go to three. Like, Dirk can play four. You know, we could have Kevin Durant play the five if we want to play real small ball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get some lineup flexibility.
Yeah, I'm very jealous that you have Kevin Durant. I really, like, I didn't want to pick him above where I did. Like, I was going to pick him as a bench player, but I really wanted Kevin Durant.
I didn't think I'd pick him in the first round, but I'm happy with how it's looking, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, Tim Duncan's good, obviously, that power forward center, but he definitely was a center for his career, meaning Karl Malone was the best power forward of all time. But I'm going to pick, I want another big guy. I really want a small forward, though. So, let's... Ooh, actually, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, you know what I think I'm going to do? Ooh, no, he's not as good. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to pick really quick. But, yep, okay. I'm going to take Charles Barkley. And I know he's a power forward, and I should really have a more of a small forward type person in this position. But I feel like, you know, you think of prime Charles Barkley, he was really fast, he could run the floor. you know, he could guard obviously all those guys, and so I feel like he can still fill that role. So.
No, I was thinking like we're in my head right after I picked, I was like, we're about in the range where Charles Barkley should probably be getting picked.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go, and this might be a reach, but I'm gonna go backup point guard Steph Curry.
Ooh. Now Steph is interesting because he probably should have got picked a little bit higher than this. I just feel like he's gonna get torched defensively.
Yeah, and my team isn't worried about that defensively. I am concerned at how he's going to fit as, like, I mean, I know this is very hypothetical, but, like, as a backup point guard where he's, instead of being, like, the number one option, I'm concerned how he fit on a team. Well, I think it's a risky pick, but I think, you know, if our head coach, whoever that is, can figure it out, I think that could be a high-risk, high-reward type pick there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, he, and obviously he's a great, great player. So it's just, you know, how he fits in this game. And obviously he's good enough to be on the floor and he's going to do things to my defense that's going to open up a lot of other things. So that's definitely someone you want to take.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got Steph. So my bench is Steph, Tim Duncan, and Dirk Nowitzki so far.
Okay, I like it. That's good. Okay, well, I'm going to get another hopefully stretch four type of person, just another kind of, really I'm thinking of him more as a wing player than power forward, small forward. I am going to go Kevin Garnett.
See, I was also thinking Kevin Garnett, like he's someone we should probably be taking. He's someone I would want.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good pick. I almost got him instead of Kareem. He was one of the players I was debating between.
Oh, you were going to pick him that high. Wow.
I think starting center. I know he's technically a power forward, I think, but I was going to have him as like my starting center. I'm glad I didn't, but I would have been happy with the pick also.
Yeah, that would have been some interesting small ball stuff going on.
Yeah. All right. So here's my next pick, and I think I feel good about it. I'm going to go shooting guard Dwayne Wade.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
And it honestly might be a reach, but I just think coming off the bench as a two guard, I think that's a good spot for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a great, great shooting guard. So he's going to be able to do a lot of good things. Really good defensive shooting guard as well, which I think is important.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I also would like a shooting guard. Thank you very much. So I'm going to pick the logo, Jerry West.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah. I mean, none of these are bad picks. We're at the point where, everybody's going to be good. But
No, that'll be interesting. So he's going to be your backup shooting guard?
Yeah, he's going to be the backup shooting guard.
All right. I got my next pick, and I'm excited about it. So this is my 10th pick. So this is rounding up. So let's do 12 picks in total. Fill up the roster.
Okay, good.
All right, so this is my 10th pick. I'm going to go Dr. J, small forward, that backup three.
Nice. That's a good pick.
Yeah, he's the only one. He has the worst shooting ability, I think, out of the backcourt players. But I think he's versatile enough to give the offense a spark off the bench. And we're going to be on every SportsCenter Top 10 show.
That's true. Yeah, there are going to be lots and lots of highlights here. So, yeah. Okay. Good. Well, I'm – so how many more picks do I get? One or two?
You get three. I get two. Oh, no, you get two because you picked first. So we each get two more.
Okay, good. Well, I am going to lock up the big men, and I'm going to get – Hakeem Olajuwon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Which I have no idea how to spell as I'm typing it into my own thing to keep track. So he might end up playing a little bit of power forward. He's a number three center, which maybe isn't someone who's going to get a lot of playing time. But, you know, number three centers end up being really, really important. At least on the Jazz, the number three center has certainly been important. and part of the thing that was hurting us this year before the pandemic. And so,
I'm going to get one more wing, and I'm debating which one I want. And I think I'm going to do Elgin Baylor.
Oh, okay.
I think because front court, I got Kevin Durant, who's kind of wing, but Kevin Durant, Kareem, Tim Duncan, and Dirk Nowitzki. So I think that's a strength. So I think adding wing depth with Dr. J and Elgin Baylor is the best move for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it. That's good. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I know who I'm taking. So what I wanted to do was take a point guard, another ball handler, and
if you pick the player I want, I'm going to be so mad, because the player who's left that I want has been the one I was talking about.
Okay, see I thought before the podcast, Jake told me that there was a player that he really, really wanted, and I looked through the list. I thought I knew who it was. I thought it was Oscar Robertson, because Jake really, really likes Oscar Robertson. So it's surprising. It does surprise me that it's not him. So I'm interested to see who it is. I kind of don't think this is going to be it, but I'm going to take Scottie Pippen. Was that your guy?
No, it wasn't. So good.
Yeah. So I just, with the Bulls, he certainly wasn't a point guard, but he handled the ball a lot. And so, between John Stockton and Oscar Robertson, I think we're going to get enough point guard play. But then between LeBron and Scottie Pippen, Jerry West and Kobe a little bit, I think I've got enough ball handling on the team to feel good. So,
see, I'm gonna get a third point guard. So I'll have Magic and then Steph Curry. Then the third guy, I'm going to go back to basics a little bit. Chris Paul is the guy I wanted. I think he's a crucial guy to have on a team, Matt. Leadership-wise, fundamentally-wise, he can come in and do so much. Scoring-wise, like just defensively, just anchoring the team, both sides of the ball. So I'm excited to get him with the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, that is a good pick. I mean, if you look at, I think that being on the Rockets kind of hampered a little bit what he could do and the way that he likes to play. But, looking at what he's done with the Oklahoma City Thunder this year has just been incredible.
Yeah, honestly, they were supposed to be a tanking team there. I think they were the sixth seed when the standings shut down. And in New Orleans, he was an MVP candidate. Honestly, like I thought he was. I actually don't remember if he was in NBA circles, but to high school me, I thought he was an MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. And then in Los Angeles, that was one of the most frustrating yet exciting teams that I've seen in my life, NBA-wise, that they just couldn't get past that second round of the playoffs, but they were so fun to watch.
Absolutely. And you've been a fan of Chris Paul for a while, so that does make sense. I think I could have seen that coming.
Big Chris Paul guy, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's one guy that I'd like to, give an honorable mention to, and there's one person who is a glaring omission that people should be angry at us for omitting. But did you have anybody who you were thinking about picking and it just didn't fall that way?
Well, that didn't get drafted?
Yeah, someone who didn't get drafted but who deserves to be in the conversation.
I think the guys that didn't get drafted, but I definitely think about if it would have gone differently, were Patrick Ewing and Kevin McHale were the two big ones. Jason Kidd, I think, is a distant third. But mm-hmm. I think Patrick Ewing and Kevin McHale definitely could have been on my team if the board went a different way.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, two obviously really good players. Mine was Allen Iverson. I don't think that he, I think that the teams we had were right, and I wouldn't have switched him out for anybody on either of the teams. But he's on the all-time fun-to-watch team.
So, yeah, I'm a Steve Nash, I guess, or David Robinson as well.
Yeah, David Robinson. Nobody took Moses Malone, who could have been on there as well. But the huge omission in my mind is none of us took Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, I guess I
like
just
how is that possible?
I just didn't. I mean, I guess I shouldn't complain. Like, I feel like if I can't figure out a way to fit Wilt Chamberlain in, I'm overthinking it. But with Kareem and Kevin Durant, I didn't see it. But yeah, Wilt probably is the biggest one.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. So what happened is I was looking by the time we got into the bench players. I was looking at ESPN. They just did a ranking of like the 74 best players of all time. And so I was looking at their, they did on a different page. They did numbers 11 through 40 and they separated that from 1 through 10. And so Hakeem Olajuwon was at the top of that list. He's like 12. Let me just see if I can pull that up.
Yeah, I think Olajuwon is 12.
Yeah, Olajuwon is 12. And Wilt obviously was on the pages 1 through 10. And if I would have seen Wilt and I would have thought about that, I absolutely would have taken him instead of Hakeem Olajuwon as good as he is. But I probably, you know, I think I would have still gone with Charles Barkley and Kevin Garnett where I did just because of the position they play. But I would have taken him over Jerry West and Hakeem and Scottie Pippen.
I really like the Kevin Garnett pick, Matt, for you.
He's a good player.
So let's go over the teams real quick that we've got. So I got Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kareem, and Kevin Garnett as my starting five.
Durant.
Kevin Durant, what I said.
You said Garnett.
Oh, excuse me. Kevin Durant, the Nets player, as my starting five. And you had
LeBron, Bill Russell, Kobe, Carmelo, John Stockton.
All right. And my bench, I actually might miss a player. And this isn't going to be in order, but I had Dirk, Tim Duncan, Dr. J, Steph Curry, Dwayne Wade. Did I say Dirk Nowitzki?
Yeah. The two you're missing are Elgin Baylor and Chris Paul.
I'm glad you remember that. That's a good lineup. I'm not to brag, but that's a good lineup.
It is a good lineup. I think that, you know, defensively, my team's going to slow you down, though.
I don't think you can slow down Michael Jordan and Kevin Durant and Larry Bird.
Well, you can slow them down more than they can slow down my guys.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. We're going to put – we'll go over your bench real quick, and then I'll go over the ending stuff.
Okay, so my bench is Shaq, Oscar Robertson, Charles Barkley, Kevin Garnett, Jerry West, Hakeem Olajuwon, who should be Wilt Chamberlain, and Scottie Pippen.
I will say, I think your team might have a better path to cohesiveness. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Mine might have been just more players I like. I think yours might be built a little bit better. But we'll see. So we're going to put this on Twitter, do one of those polls of who got the better team. I like to do the All-Star games. Again, this is my favorite thing we do on the show. So, and we're nothing to talk about. So hopefully some stuff comes back. I didn't watch any of the Bundesliga, the German soccer league. So this Saturday, I'll make sure I watch some. We can maybe talk about that.
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know. We can do an NFL draft that you'd wipe the floor with me.
That'd be interesting.
If you want to do that.
Like offense one week and defense another. I think both of us would struggle in offensive line if we're being realistic.
I know, that's the thing. And, like, I understand, like, I really feel like we talk about, you know, quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs, we do all this stuff, but then I just feel like we get to the Super Bowl, and it's the two teams with the best offensive lines. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
it probably isn't as representative. Like, I don't, you have, like, an understanding of what offensive linemen do, and I'm sure you know the better ones than I do. I have no idea who the good offensive line, or like even like I don't know who the best linebackers are.
Yeah, I like I mean, especially linemen, like I know, like listening to analytics podcasts and stuff like that, but I'd be hard if I'm watching football, I'm watching the receivers and the cornerbacks, like right. That's where my eyes go, so I just don't watch the linemen that much, to be honest. So I like if I sat down, I could get a deeper dive on it. It just doesn't interest me as much. I don't have any other better way to say it.
Right. So
anyway, we'll figure out something. And yeah, next week we'll be together at some point. It's been fun. Episode 101 of Double Take with Matt and Jake. If you're already here and still listening, you already have done this probably, but feel free to subscribe, rate, and review. Really appreciate it. Matt, any closing words?
No, just happy. It was a good draft. That was a good time, and I'm excited for the Twitter poll.
I am too. That was fun. So make sure you vote on that. Appreciate it, everybody, and we will talk to y'all next week.